Welcome back! For those of you just joining us, we're still tied at 0-0 in today's exhibition game, and Evan Longoria of the home team is stepping up to the plate to start us off in the bottom of the seventh.
Here comes the first pitch. Longoria swings and ropes a line drive into right center field. That'll drop down for a single to lead off the inning.
A good start for the home team after a pretty quiet game so far. Next up to the plate is Joe McGinnity. Let's see if he can keep up the offensive pressure.
McGinnity sets his feet and waits for the pitch, and here it is. A soft ground ball past the pitcher and up the middle. Cole Calhoun gets to the ball before it reaches the outfield grass and takes it to second base himself for the force out.
That ball might have gone through if it were hit harder, or it might have been hit into a double play. Well, we have one out in the bottom of the seventh, and Phil Niekro is up to bat.
Niekro also swings at the first pitch and hits a slow ground ball up the third baseline. This looks like it might be trouble. The third baseman tries to barehand it, but can't pick it up cleanly, so that will go as an infield single for Phil Niekro. McGinnity advances to second base on the play.
Looks like a rally might be brewing here for the home team, with runners on first and second and only one out. The next batter will be Brett Saberhagen. He looks like he means business.
And it looks like the pitcher might be getting a bit nervous out there. He comes to a set and delivers the pitch, and it's a line drive into center field. McGinnity takes a hard turn at third base, but his third base coach holds him there as the throw comes into the catcher.
That was a strong throw from the center fielder, which comes as no surprise since he's usually a pitcher.
Yeah, it's rare to see a center fielder who can throw so well.
So now we have the bases loaded, and Enos Slaughter will be the next batter.
The pitcher will really need to bear down now. He gets the sign from the catcher and delivers the first pitch for a called strike on the outside corner.
It looks like the away team manager is trying to give some positioning instructions from the third base dugout. Edgar Martinez looks confused, like he can't quite hear. But, oh, Red Faber is closer to their manager, and he's relaying the instructions to Martinez.
Here comes the second pitch. It's a breaking ball in the dirt, and Slaughter swings over the top of it for strike two. The catcher did well to keep that ball in front of him.
That's true. He usually plays as a designated hitter, so we don't see him in the field too often, but he made that play there.
The count sits at no balls and two strikes. The pitcher comes set and delivers. Strike three swinging. Down goes Slaughter, and the runners have to hold.
That's a huge strikeout at this point in the game to keep the scoreless tie intact. Now it's down to Warren Spahn to see if he can drive home a couple of these runners.
Here's the first pitch to Spahn, and it's inside for ball one. The catcher makes a quick throw to third to try to catch the runner McGinnity off guard, but he slides back in safely, so the count will be 1-0.
The pitcher is wandering around behind the mound as the runners start to take their leads again, and...
Oh no, what's this? The third baseman has tagged McGinnity for the third out of the inning. He faked a throw back to the pitcher, but he kept the ball himself and waited for McGinnity to step off the bag.
The classic hidden ball trick, and what a time to pull it off. Well, that will end the bottom of the seventh inning, with the score still tied 0-0.
McGinnity must be pretty unhappy about that.
Well, there's not much time for him to sulk because the home team is now taking the field to start off the top of the eighth. Leading off at bat is Burke Badenhop of the away team.
The away team also hasn't had much go their way offensively today, so Badenhop will look to change that. He swings at the first pitch and hits a hard ground ball towards Enos Slaughter, but it gets past him and into the outfield.
It just isn't Slaughter's day. First the strikeout and now this. So Badenhop reaches base safely to start the top of the eighth. Next up will be Billy Butler.
Butler eyes the pitcher intently as he enters the batter's box. The pitcher comes to a set and delivers. And that's a hard ground ball down the line. Fair ball, rolling into the corner. Evan Longoria gets to it quickly near the warning track and throws the ball back into the infield.
Longoria made a good play there to keep the runner from scoring, but with that double by Butler, the away team has their first rally of the afternoon. Let's see if Cole Calhoun can keep up the momentum.
Calhoun swings at the first pitch and fouls it off for strike one. He looked like he was swinging for the fences there.
Burke Badenhop is chatting with Phil Niekro as he takes the lead before the second pitch. It's not uncommon to see runners and fielders standing at the same base exchange a few words in between pitches.
Here's the second pitch, and again Calhoun fouls it off, so the count will be 0-2. What do you think Badenhop and Niekro are talking about?
Well, I imagine they're discussing the unorthodox coaching decisions in the field today. After all, only two of the home team's players are at their true positions. This is an exhibition game, though, so I guess the players just want to have a little fun out there.
The pitcher delivers the third pitch. Strike three called! Calhoun doesn't agree, but he'll have to walk back to the dugout anyway.
That pitch was in a great location. It would have been very difficult to hit if Calhoun had decided to swing. That was the first out of the inning, and Bruce Campbell will get the next chance to drive in these runners.
Campbell digs in as the pitcher comes to a set. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. And it's a fly ball, hit out towards right field. The right fielder gets under it and makes the catch. And it looks like Badenhop is trying to score. Here comes the relay throw to the plate, and he's out!
A fantastic defensive play keeps the score tied. Perfect throws from the right fielder to the first baseman to the catcher, just in time to beat the runner. You know, maybe those three players have so much synergy since all their names start with the letter S.
I'm not sure how much sense that makes. But anyway, that play will end the top of the eighth inning. Will either team ever be able to score?
I guess we'll find out sooner or later. In the bottom of the eighth inning, the home team's catcher is back to lead off.
He swings at the first pitch and hits a pop-up down the right field line. This might be trouble. The right fielder and first baseman are both converging on it, and it looks like Bruce Campbell makes the catch.
Wow, those two were fortunate to avoid a collision, but luckily Campbell called the other fielder off. One out now, and the next batter of the inning will be Tris Speaker.
Speaker strolls casually to the plate and sets his feet as the pitcher delivers from the windup. Here's the pitch, and there's a lazy fly ball out to the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski, who puts it away for the second out.
That's a routine play for Yaz, who's playing in his usual position. Next up, Kurt Stillwell. He's a switch hitter, batting lefty here.
And it looks like the infield is going to use the shift against Stillwell.
We can see the third baseman moving to the right side of the infield along with the first baseman and the second baseman. Only the shortstop remains to the left of second base. Let's see if it pays off for them.
Stillwell makes contact and pulls the ball to the right side of the infield directly at Edgar Martinez, who throws over to first for the final out. That shift really worked well, leading to an easy ground ball out.
We're moving on now to the top of the ninth, still scoreless. Let's see if the away team can get on the board. First up is Red Faber.
Faber takes his position in the batter's box and stares down the pitcher. The first pitch is thrown, and it's a line drive caught by the pitcher for the first out.
Great reaction by the pitcher there, though it may have mostly been in self-defense. In any case, Faber is retired. Now, Martin Maldonado gets a chance at bat.
Maldonado takes a couple practice swings before stepping into the box. Here's the pitch, and it's another line drive back towards the pitcher. This time, he has to duck out of the way as the ball finds its way into center field for a one-out single.
This has been an impressive pitcher's duel so far. You know, one thing that makes this scoreless game really surprising is the fact that neither of the pitchers has much experience on the mound.
Yeah, come to think of it, don't they both usually play in center field?
That's right, but the managers must have had some reason to let them pitch today. Edgar Martinez will be the next batter for the away side.
Edgar is normally a designated hitter, so you would expect him to be able to do something productive here, but he lets the first pitch go by for strike one.
The two teams agreed to play without a designated hitter in this game, so Martinez was forced to take the field. But we saw him make that defensive play to end the eighth, so clearly he's not too rusty.
The second pitch is thrown, and Martinez foul tips it into the catcher's mitt, so the count goes to 0-2.
This just occurred to me. You know how each fielding position has a number, like pitcher is 1 and catcher is 2?
Yes.
Well, what would the designated hitter's number be?
It rarely comes up, but if needed, the designated hitter is given the number 0. And speaking of 0, Martinez got 0 part of that pitch as he swung right through it for strike 3. 2 outs now in the top of the ninth.
Duke Snyder is the next batter up, and the last chance for the away team to score unless this game goes to extra innings.
Snyder takes a big cut at the first pitch and pops it up. All of the infielders are converging around the mound as the pitcher gives way, and it's Joe McGinnity who calls everyone off and makes the catch to end the inning.
So we'll head to the bottom of the ninth and see if the home team can come away winners in this contest. Leading off the bottom of the ninth is Bernie Williams.
Williams sets his feet and looks toward the pitcher, who begins his windup. Here comes the pitch, and it's a high fly ball, and deep. Maldonado races back for it, towards the warning track, reaches up, and it bounces off of him and over the wall for a home run.
Did that ball bounce off of his head?
I think it did. Regardless, that'll be a walk-off home run for Bernie Williams.
As he's rounding the bases, it looks like Williams is yelling at one of his teammates, Enos Slaughter, rather than celebrating. Maybe he's berating Slaughter for his missed opportunities earlier in the game.
You can see why the manager chose to separate those two in the field. It could have been a problem if both of them were playing together in the infield.
Well, in any case, this game will go down as a 1-0 victory for the home team. And what a game it was.